I wanted to start the show talking about something a little bit different, because sometimes we've got to get creative with how we approach education outside of the classroom. In Detroit, one approach to get everything from literacy programs and arts and crafts for kids into the mix is bringing these programs into laundromats. That's right, laundromats. It's called Wash and Learn. It's a new project started by the Detroit Public Library and supported by a grant from the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. The idea is simple: create space for busy parents to handle domestic duties while children spend time learning. Here to shed some light on the project is Camila Henderson, Senior Program Officer for Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. Camila, welcome to Culture Shift.
Thanks for having me, Ryan.
Absolutely. So let's go right into this project. Kind of just give an overview of the design of this project and what you're trying to accomplish with it.
Sure. So the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan was actually contacted by the Detroit Public Library because they had this wonderful idea to partner with Libraries Without Borders and Brilliant Detroit to further the reach of their library services outside the walls of the libraries in neighborhoods. And so the very exciting thing that's happened is they were awarded a $35,000 grant. And this project actually started in 2017 as a pilot, but now is kind of rolling steady as a regular program of the Detroit Public Library.
And is it three laundromats you're at right now?
There are. There's the Coinless Laundromat that's in the North End on Oakland Boulevard, Oak Men Boulevard, and the partner with them is the Parkman Branch Library. And then the Coin Laundry is on Greenfield Road in Grandmont Rosedale, and that's the Chase Cheney branch of the Detroit Public Library. And then the third location is Coin Laundry on Greenfield. It's also in Grandmont Rosedale, and so they're also partnering with the Chase Cheney branch of the library.
So in the neighborhoods, and it's really cool to see actually that there's a library paired up with a laundromat.
Yes.
So you might actually see a librarian in the laundromat.
That's absolute. That's the center point of the project. So basically, the Detroit Public Library has this idea that they have all of these talented librarians who have such tremendous skills with connecting with residents. And if those people do not come into the librarians might not be connected to them. So the beauty of this project is that the librarians are going to where the people are in laundromats and taking their talents there. And it works out very nicely because they basically have a captive audience. You have families at each of these laundromats, and each neighborhood has kind of a different feel to it. So some of the laundromats might have large open spaces that can be set up with wonderful resources for literacy and learning for children and families. Others have smaller spaces where they've set up computers, computer stations for families to use. So it just depends on the neighborhood that they're in.
It's interesting to see, you know, in the past, it's definitely an evolution over time, but it definitely seems in the past few years here in Detroit that the different branches of the Detroit Public Library have been getting creative in the ways that they reach out to the community. So whether it's, you know, adult career training or computer education,
yes,
things that we, you know, we may not think of libraries doing traditionally, but this Wash and Learn program, teaming up with the laundromats, continues that extension. And you had mentioned that, you know, these librarians, these libraries have a great sense of what these particular neighborhoods need, because not every neighborhood need in the city of Detroit is the same.
That's absolutely right. I agree. So I think that's where the librarian's expertise comes in, and they are flexible and nimble enough to be able to say, okay, I'm looking around the room and I see we have very young children who are under the age of four. So maybe we're going to find some brightly colored books or some kind of art project that can connect them more deeply to a literacy lesson that the librarian thinks might be exciting to learn. Or they might turn and look in the other direction and see two parents that are standing there folding clothes. And when they're done folding clothes, they might have a few moments where a librarian might come to them and say, when was the last time you were on a computer? And would you be interested in trying out some of the software that we have here? And then the conversation gets started that leads in the path about workforce development. You just never know. So these librarians are the ones who are key to figuring out what residents need and being able to make sure that each location can meet those needs.
And Camila, I have to just take a wild guess, but if I was a parent at a laundromat and there's an extra set of hands there, a librarian that can help and like relieve some of that stress, right?
Yes, I would be thinking the same thing. And since usually families, you know, they're at the laundromat for a couple of hours, so that means that there's a lot that can be done. And what the pilot phases and the Wash and Learn program in other states has shown is that sometimes children are sitting with librarians for like 45 minutes.
Wow.
That's quite a long time, and it's a good opportunity for parents to see their children engaging with librarians, because then they're kind of getting a side lesson on ways they might increase their children's literacy.
You mentioned studies from other states, seeing how these programs have kind of panned out. How does putting education in untraditional spaces kind of shape and shift the community over time? Because there's a lot of different partners, right? There's the library, there's the children, the families, and then also the small business element with the laundromats.
Yes, there is. I think that that's also a really nice component of the Wash and Learn program, is we have the Detroit Public Library. That's an anchor institution in Detroit that everybody wants to see do well, because then that means we have greater resources as residents. So the Detroit Public Library at the helm of this project is key. And then the partners that are coming in, Libraries Without Borders on the national level and Brilliant Detroit on the local level, bringing staffing resources and just general knowledge about how to engage families. But then ultimately the laundromats as small businesses in these communities, they are also anchors too. And they're getting a boost. Families are probably saying, oh yeah, let's go to that laundromat again, because that's where my child has something to do for the 2 hours that I'm there. So it works out wonderfully for all of these partners. And it's kind of a small grant that has legs.
Stability, education, killing some time at the laundromat in a productive way. That is Camila Henderson. She's the Senior Program Officer for the Community Foundation for Southeast Michigan. And she's talking about the new initiative, Wash and Learn. It's a partnership with the Detroit Public Library. Camila, thank you so much for joining us here on Culture Shift.
Thank you for having me.